Blog Talk Radio.
Experience with Janine and Ingram, and this is You Are Under Control. Yes, right here on the lounge.
The love of God. rest your mind upon the power of the divine.
Another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily lover. We're going to get ready in time with them, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we call it this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. We recognize it on this line as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we begin by centering our mind, centering our thoughts, recognizing that there is only one power, we begin by taking in that deep breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath. And so in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Release the breath. And remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to take a deep breath, just breathe. Be still, know that I am God. Just breathe. And release him. Let's take another deep breath. Together, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And last time, just open your heart and say, thank you, God. Together, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Thank you, God. And as we move into a space of gratitude today, just thank you, God. Thank you, God. Being very intentional about our gratitude, Ms. Ayana Vincent.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, "I am so grateful." And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, "I am so grateful." And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, "Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful." And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, "I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience." Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." Slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." Again, a long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." And a slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers and give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale, and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
You can call on
when you need a friend.
When your brother
you can't be for love,
you can call on
you
Jesus.
You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I need you.
Good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram, and I am your daily lover. That was Kim, Ron Isley, Pirate, Patti LaBelle, right here on The Love Journey. That was called Jesus. We're going to start off today with our little Ayana Vincent, but I want to tell you that we're going to talk about gratitude. You know, simply just saying thank you. Just being in gratitude, the power of gratitude, and how just being grateful even before you receive a thing can change and shift the atmosphere. Sometimes we remember how to live in struggle and pain, and we forget that we have the power. Let's listen to Ayana, Healing a Lifetime of Hope.
I'm not clear.
I'm not clear at this.
You see, I wasn't clear, right?
I'm not clear at this moment, or I need some support. I need assistance. But now I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm not clear how to avoid getting hurt. I'm not clear what's coming.
But I've accepted that I might get hurt, because that's the thing.
Cancel. Don't accept that I might get hurt.
No,
accepting that I might get love just the way I want to be.
But
I'm accepting a new experience. Next time, put her down here, because we need to work with her. She needs to be over here in one of these front row seats. She back there accepting hurt and pain in the past.
But I didn't think I felt like that until I came here, because you let my girlfriend tell it, I'm the one who always, I quote you all the time, and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know.
So you have it intellectually.
But I guess I'm not feeling it all through here, because now that I'm speaking to you, I'm saying the things I tell
come
my girlfriend.
Down. You need to move down. Come on. You need to come down.
Come on, sweetie. Come on.
Take a breath, because you in a whole nother space. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She's getting ready to go.
Right.
She's
right.
So what is it that hurts? Where is it? Disconnect your brain.
Okay.
Take a breath and open your body. Let your body, the chair can hold you, baby. Just kind of relax in the chair. Yeah. So what is it that you really want to say here today?
I don't know.
Cancel, I don't know. You do know. You know everything.
No one ever has time for me. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Take a breath.
I always feel like I have time for everybody else, but when it comes to me, no one has time for me.
Now, when was the first time you heard that, I don't have time for this? I don't have time for you. What's your name?
Damona.
Don't look at me.
Go ahead.
Connect your brain. Yes, you have
to. I did not.
Yes, you did. You're healing millions of people. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your strength. Because for you, there's a million watching who didn't get here today. So take a breath. Stop worrying about what you look like. If you can let your nose run, we can watch it. And it doesn't have to be hard. Damona?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be hard, darling. Take a breath. Damona, say that with me, Damona.
Damona.
The first time.
You heard.
I don't have time for you.
I don't have time for you.
Was. Take a breath.
When I was little.
Yes.
My family gave me a great life, but some things suffered where that they didn't really have that much time to spend with me and my sister.
Yeah. And you felt, I felt.
Uh-huh. Like no one cared.
Uh-huh. Come on, breathe. And what else? What is it right here? And you felt?
Like no one loved me.
Uh-huh. And you felt?
And I just felt bad about myself.
And I felt hurt.
And I felt hurt.
Yeah. Take a breath. And you still hurt. Come on, just surrender. Yes, you can. Cancel can't. I'm willing to surrender to the pain.
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 I acknowledge that I am.
That I am
a person.
That I am a person
who has experienced.
Who has experienced?
Fill it in. Come on.
Who has experienced people not having time for me?
Yeah. Take a breath. Come on. Breathe.
Me making time for everyone else, but people not making time for me.
And I felt.
And I just felt hurt and alone.
Yes. Hurt and alone. I acknowledge
that I feel
hurt
and alone
and
sad.
Oh, poor baby. Until today. Yeah, now take a breath. Now we want to clean it up. We definitely want to clean that up. So we want to re-language that entire experience, okay? Yesterday, say that.
Yesterday.
I felt.
Abandoned.
Lonely.
Sad.
Unworthy.
Definitely unworthy.
Unworthy yeah. of people.
Of people.
Giving me time.
Of giving me time.
But today.
I believe.
I am worthy.
I am ready.
I am willing. Even to say it, do you see how her face brightens? Her face brightens. So I'm going to give you your own personal homework assignment, too. Can I say something? That's what she was taking into a relationship. Men have antenna. And he put his antenna up, and he said, boy, she going to suck the life out of me.
Hi, YouTubers. I'm excited to give you an update about our own YouTube channel. Now you can find new videos every day. They're the kind of videos that will make you look at life differently. They may even make you laugh a little bit. Who doesn't need a daily dose of that? So here's just a taste of some of what you'll see.
All right. Good morning. That one was not the one I wanted to play, but, you know, everything happens in divine order. And I was thinking, I was like, wow, she said men have antennas. She gonna suck the life out of me. But you know what's interesting is that life has antennas. We live in a big battery, and it's all about the magnetism. It's about the energy. It's about the frequency. And so many times we tell ourselves them stories that, you know, we're not good enough. Nobody loves me. For whatever reasons, we come up with these perceptions in our childhood, some valid and some we made up because somebody didn't show up the way we thought they should show up. And then we forget who we truly are and we begin to live that story. And then relationship after relationship, or even the same relationship, and we keep taking the same thing over and over in that same relationship. Because the frequency or the vibration hasn't been healed so that we can elevate our vibration to a different frequency. And so many times we live that story, we tell ourselves because we don't know how to get out that rut. But what if I told you that relationship, well, let's particularly talk about intimate relationships. What if I told you that was your biggest and that in reality, he or she only came to show you where you still needed to be healed, where there's still some healing that needs to take place. And we keep asking ourselves, well, why do I keep showing up in these unemotionally emotionally unavailable relationships. Thought maybe in some way you might be unemotionally available to yourself. Why do I keep attracting these emotionally unavailable guys? My girlfriend called me, that's what, you know, I was on Tamar's show last night. And she was sitting listening to me on the show. And we were talking about how to move past our fears and how to grow into a better version of ourselves. But why do we keep finding ourselves stuck? Some said in relationships. And we wonder, how can I get my emotional needs met in a romantic relationship? I know it's time for me to receive love. I know it's time for me to be loved for who I am and not for what I do. It's time to stop thinking that I have to be perfect to get love, the love that I crave. It's time for us to let down the walls and allow ourselves to be loved perfectly imperfect by just being who I am. But there's a level of surrender that happens when we begin to allow ourselves to be loved just the way we are. And I know true love and passion and relationship, it magnifies everything that you're going through. The first thing you want to do when you have something is that you want to share. When you have a new experience or a new outcome, you want to share that with somebody else. And in that sharing and that joy and that love magnifies. The challenge sometimes is we get in our own way when we tend to date emotionally or marry emotionally unavailable people. And the thing is, we choose someone who's emotionally unavailable. It always ends the same way. It ends in the same way. The argument ends in the same disaster. It ends in the same, it ends in a way that doesn't feel quite good. So the question is, how do we stop the cycle of dating emotionally unavailable people? What I found is that one reason why we tend to pick emotionally unavailable people is that because on a deeper level, on an unconscious, on the other conscious level, we have a deeper fear that if we pick someone who's emotionally available, that fear of intimacy, the fear of being seen, the fear of being abandoned kicks in. So we pick people who seem more safe emotionally, but really they're just emotionally unavailable. Just like us. So if we really stop and think about it and look at the people that we've married or dated up until now, we can be really clear that, you know what? I think on an unconscious level, I choose someone who's emotionally unavailable because I was not ready to fully commit in a way that I should. But if you're ready to fully commit, the first thing we have to do is dive into a relationship with someone who is emotionally available. But we got to get our uncertainty boost off. We got to stop telling ourselves them stories because the universe hears our emotions. The universe hears our vibration. Your vibrations tell your story. Your vibration matches up with the people we date or marry. And you got to be ready to be seen and be loved and truly loved just for who you are, now, even in all the places that you feel imperfected. Yeah, the possibility for all to unravel because there's no such thing as certain love, but there is no such thing as sure things in relationship. It's always a gamble, but it's always a risk, but it's a risk worth taking. When you become all in, only thing a relationship can do is show you who you are and where you are at that time. And life is about expansion. The universe is always pushing us into the place of expansion. And it takes courage. And grows when we're in a relationship. And at the same time, a relationship, a soul-loving relationship, a relationship with someone who is ready for what you're ready for, can be an awesome thing. But at the same time, we have to show parts of ourselves our vulnerability. We have to be vulnerable, scared part of ourselves that gets to open up slow, that gets to open up very slowly in a relationship. And that takes courage to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to allow ourselves to truly be seen in all our unavailabilities and all our vulnerabilities. I mean, not unavailabilities. Your fears can be proven wrong when you stop telling yourself that story that I'm not lovable. I told myself I wasn't important. Nobody loved me. And that I didn't matter. And so, of course, my relationship kept showing up. I didn't matter. I wasn't important. I wasn't first on his to-do list. Girl, I can understand. Why was I keep attracting this same old stuff with different clothes on? Relationship is the most powerful journey we can take on the spiritual path because we're dealing with other people who are reflecting our vibration. I know you say, what in the world? I know that this person that I've attracted right here is not my vibration, but why is he in your space? You see, relationship is a deep spiritual journey. In fact, one of my coaches once told one of my other friends, she told her because she wanted to be in a relationship. She was with a relationship coach. And she told her, you read all the books. You went to all the seminars. If you really want to grow spiritually, get into a relationship. Is that if you're attracting emotionally unavailable people, it might be time to become emotionally available yourself, to feel those feelings and to allow yourself to be vulnerable. So many times we blame the other person, but we don't look at our own emotional availability. How many times are we hiding our emotions, suppressing what we really feel, not being true to what it is that we honestly want? I know many people crave relationships. Some people call, and that's, you know, when we do vision boards and a lot of times on calls, the first thing people talk about is calling in their love mate. Or if they're married, how to shift the energy that's going on in the relationship. But there's a spiritual lesson in this relationship stuff. Whether we're single, we can learn a lesson from our previous relationship. Or if you're in a relationship, you can learn a lesson and go deeper. Every step and every place that we are is in divine order. Love and passion and relation make our lives come alive. I know. And I know sometimes people say being single sucks. But the real relationship is with ourselves. To open up ourselves and allow ourselves to be vulnerable and take away that block that we got. My girlfriend, who I told you she started taking the open heart yoga and we started doing work with her heart, and she is in, seems like an amazing relationship right now, but she had to do the work. And she couldn't be afraid to grow. And the only way we grow really deeply spiritually is in relationship. You don't grow in isolation. You grow when you're in relationship. Intimate relationships take us deeper into the spiritual level, but all relationships helps us to expand. So today I want you to really think about, how are you showing up in your own relationship? What is the spiritual message in your relationship? When you look at the first 3-6 months, you fall in love, but you don't really fall in love. What you fall in is chemical soup, right? You fall into this dopamine. You fall into this oxytocin, epinephrine, serotonin, all the neurochemicals and all the peptides and all the different hormones of the body that just kind of flood together in this chemical soup, and you feel this sort of magical, mystical, incredible feeling, right? I think the reason is twofold. One is because you're given the experience of what divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness or whatever we might want to call it. That's what it feels like. That magical feeling that we feel when we're in love, that's the God consciousness. That's the divine enlightenment. And we get spurts of that through life. But when we begin to truly honor and begin to be true to ourselves and loving ourselves and being in divine relationship with ourselves, we get to experience that divine enlightenment or that God consciousness more often. And getting that experience of what it feels like is temporary, right? But also the biology of what is to make sure that we're bonding and continuing procreation. But the veil eventually drops on these relationships, and you see the person for their flaws and the things that used to make you really love them is this person out of the things that really piss you off sometimes, right? But instead of leaving, unless you, we need to take this opportunity to get the spiritual lesson. And most of us all have childhood wounds that we've been through. And what's fascinating is we tend to draw to us people who are, in many ways, pretty similar to the people that we grew up with, our parents, some siblings or whatever. We tend to attract pretty similar energy. See, the reason we attract the people in our life is not just physical, chemical, or pheromonal. There's also this divine spiritual lesson. There are pieces of our childhood that need to be worked out. And we get the opportunity to see this beautiful example of someone in front of us who has the elements that we're needing to learn in order to bring that experience into a whole healed space. That space in us that wants to be loved. That space in us that shut down. And so we can make them wrong, we can argue and try to change them, and that never really works. Or we can really start to take responsibility for our side of the relationship and go, what's my spiritual lesson here? Maybe I've been asked to be more, or maybe I've been asked to have a greater sense of self, maybe, or maybe I'm being asked to have a more loving relationship with myself. Or maybe I'm learning to set more boundaries. Because the thing that attracts you to someone, guess what? It can be the very thing that pisses you off and will be the reason why you may want to even let it go, unless you embody it and decide that you want to go deeper. Have you ever wondered why people seem to be in the same relationship with different guys with similar things? Let's take an extreme example. You ever have a girlfriend, she went from one abusive relationship to the next, or a guy who went from one situation with a woman to the next, or however? Because there's a point in us that these relationships are trying to show us. So without ego or without needing to be right, without trying to step into a sort of hierarchy of you're right and I'm wrong, because remember, in a relationship, we both come together to take responsibility for our side of the street. Ask yourself, what is my partner teaching me? What is the single, being single teaching me? What is dating these guys that I'm dating and I find myself only dating for a few months and I'm back single again? What is it trying to teach me? Can I be more loving to myself? Do I need to speak up? Am I having my voice? Am I speaking my truth? What attracted you to that person? What's pissing you off about that person? And honestly, how could you embody it? Relationships can be interesting. But once we get the spiritual message, wow. Once we get beyond that space and find out what the spiritual message is. How am I being asked and offered the opportunity to grow here deeper and in deeper ways? You may say, well, I don't want to hear that. But really, if you don't learn it now, you're just going to learn it in the future with the next relationship. So let's skip all the constant heartbreak. Let's skip all the stuff and let's go deeper. Let's get to that next level in the spiritual journey so that our romantic life can show up differently. Because we live the story we tell ourselves. It sounds simple. Sounds very simple, right? I know a lot of times, yeah, well. And then in simplicity, it can be complex. Because emotions are complex. Vibrations seem simple, right? But it's in us to decide that, guess what? I have the power to shift and to change all of my relationships. To shift my relationship. Because I have the power to shift how I'm showing up. I have the power to shift my energetic expression. I have the power to shift and change. And it's easier to look at the other person and say to ourselves, blah, 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 blah. But how easy is it to say to myself, what can I do in my vibrations to shift my energetic expression so that I can attract exactly what I desire? And I know some of you say, well, how can I love again after being so deeply hurt and so betrayed by the person who I love deeply? That's a big one right there. That is a big one right there. So many times, the betrayal, and we can't let go. We cannot let go of the betrayer. And that's the, you know what that does? That's the time when we need to do our forgiveness work. How can I move past the hurt? Move past the betrayal. And I know that's painful. And I know trusting, even though you've been hurt. And so we have to learn to trust again. And that's a big one. Many people close down and protect themselves. They think that doesn't mean they don't want love. Our country. The first thing we have to do after being deeply hurt profoundly is to move into that space of exploration. I know sometimes we'd rather not even deal with the matters of the heart. We'd rather not deal with our feelings because it seems scary. But this is the time where we must really honor the pain and dig deep and see why and what is this that's showing up in my space right now? What is the divine trying to show up in me right now? You see, once we get true forgiveness, why am I here right now, God? What is my lesson? And what I realize from my deep hurt and getting over that awful breakup that I had to say, I'm leaving you for me. And he didn't get no understanding. But I couldn't stay in that relationship. I had to self-cleanse. I had to really dig deep and see what the lesson was because I didn't understand what it was all about. And I didn't want to keep repeating that same lesson. I didn't know that's what I was doing when I was going through what I was going through. And I was talking to God. I sat in that bed and I had a long conversation with God. I don't want to keep playing these games. Life seems like a cruel trick. So let me tell you this, God. Stop the world and you can take me off right now. You know how you get on the merry-go-round and it seems to go round and around and around and you get dizzy and you be like, stop the merry-go-round. I want to get off. That's how I felt. Earth was like a merry-go-round and I felt dizzy and out of order and I just felt like, oh, my God, I need to get off this merry-go-round. Stop the world, God, and let me off. But I couldn't let the pain of my past dictate the choices of my future. That's some good stuff right there. I cannot let the pain of my past dictate the choices of my future. I knew. Now, did I know how to articulate it to that level? Absolutely not. But I knew something had to change. And I knew God had to give me the answer. And I wasn't leaving that bed till I got me some answers because I was in pain. I was deeply hurt. And I had to stop and ask myself, what is going on? I know I don't deserve this, Holy Spirit. What is really going on here? Now, of course, when I was in that deep pain, I didn't understand the stuff that I'm talking about now. All I knew, I was a good person. I treated people right. My word was my bond. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I was loyal. I just felt like if that's how you showed up, that's how you're supposed to get showed up back in. But I remember my grandmother used to tell us, but I didn't get it. My cousin came home, cried. She was upset. She was going through this stuff with this guy. My grandmother, with her wisdom, oh, my God. She said such profound things, and I didn't even know it. You know, can you imagine being in such a powerhouse of wisdom and not even recognize it? And she said the most profound thing that blew over my head but stuck with me for years. She said, that's because people don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself, baby. Now, that's not something easy to hear when you're in pain. And it's not something that you want to absorb when you're in pain. What do you mean? People don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. And my grandmother would say stuff like that and just keep walking. No hugs, no wiping your tears. You know how you just want your grandmother. Yeah, baby, and be on your side. Girl, yeah, we going dead. Blah, 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 blah. Uh-uh, baby. She will tell you the straight out truth. And she didn't care. It was like she would take the knife and just stick it in harder. But it didn't even make sense. What do you mean people don't treat you the way you treat them? They treat you the way you treat yourself. That stuff didn't make no sense to me. Love, there's not a ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't feel. And for every question, love is, but what is love? This don't feel like love. What you talking about, lady? Oh, my God. Life didn't give purpose. What she say? You didn't give life to purpose. Purpose gave life to you. Something she used to say. And I'm like, where did she get all this stuff from? Where did she get all these little sayings from, right? And I used to think to myself, who is this lady? Who is she? But now I realize she's right. People don't treat you the way you treat them. Treat you the way you treat yourself. And so I sat in the middle of that bed. She came to my mind plenty of times, and I still didn't even understand it then. You see, I just wanted to move on. You see, I just wanted to get past the pain. I just didn't want to feel the hurt no more. But the strange thing is, how in the world is it that the same person that you're feeling this pain about and did all these things about is the same person that you be craving? You can crave, absolutely miss their presence. What in the world? It just seems so crazy. The same person who did all these things to you, you can miss. Months, even years later, you still wishing and hoping. I see people still pinning over and hoping and wishing over relationships that's been gone for years. They have this deep desire to want to get in a relationship with this idea of the person. Why can't we move on? Why can't we love again? Why can't we get that big love, that partnership, that flourish and realize that dream? And we ask, you know, why is the love from our past turned into the poison of our present? Oh, that's some good stuff, too. Oof, we need to pin that one. Is another tweetable. Why is the love from our past turned out to be the poison of our present? See, I had to ask that question myself. Because even in my journey of letting go, I still desired some things in that relationship. I began to see something really clear and was profound yet simple. I began to see that I was in love or stuck with an idea of that person. You see, what we be pining over, what we desire, wasn't really who they were. The idea. Sometimes we just in love with the idea of love. Just the idea of love. And then we begin to remember all the good moments and forget the bad. And we will remember why we decided to come together but forget we broke apart. We begin to spend so much time thinking about the idea of who we thought these people were that we don't even create room for a new present love or a new partnership. So what we do? In fear of being a hurt again? So there was the hurt from the breakups and then the fear of that hurt being repeated. These two things keep people debilitated from moving forward for a long time. It's easier to stay closed down than it is to open back up. But you got to make a promise to yourself to never let pain of the past dictate the choices of your present. Let me say that again. Do not let the pain past dictate the choices of your present. That's to say you have to ask your heart to become stronger instead of risking become less scary. I decided to ask my heart to teach me how to love me rather than let fear win and close down my heart and let my fear of my pain dictate my future. I had to decide that I was no longer going to allow fear to win, because the truth is we're here to learn and the universe teaches us best through contrast, which is pain. So slowly but surely, I had to decide to open up my heart again. And I know sometimes that inner critic is the loudest voice in our head. But we still got to keep our intentions open. And when that critic coming in voice and try to tell us something, we got to breathe through it. And know that we are worthy of the greatest love on the planet. We are worthy and deserving of all the greatness that God has for us. Now, if you want to stay closed, let me tell you what happens. You end up starving yourself of the most important thing on earth, and that's love. You see, our bodies can be alive. Our bodies can still be alive without love, but it is impossible to truly live without love. truly live life to the fullest. And that doesn't mean that it may look like what somebody else is looking like. But love is the most important factor on the planet. Love, love. Not necessarily love like we know it to be. Not that attachment, not that fear, not that manipulative, controlling idea that you got to show up the way I want you to show up, but loving people enough to allow them to be who they need to be. And if they're not who you need them to be in your relationship, then to allow them to move on. So ask yourself today, are you in love with an idea? Ask the universe for clarity and it will give it to you. Most importantly, stay open and receptive to new love, new friendships, new partnerships. Being receptive to new people and outcomes is where the magic really happens. I'm wishing you all the best from my heart, that you are released from anything that's holding you from having the greatest version of yourself in your relationship, that you are released from the past that now is a poison of your present moment. And maybe you would think it would take more time to get over it, but the universe is ready right now to give you love. The universe is ready right now to give you joy, and the universe is ready right now to give you your heart's desire. So today, what are you waiting for? To open your heart and allow yourself to be fully present, fully seen, fully vulnerable, and not be perfect, not show up in this perfect idea of who you think you are. Let me just tell you this. As women, we have this idea of perfection in our own mind because we are so critical in how we need to show up. Men are not looking at what you think they're looking at. So today, don't be afraid to love everything about you. Because as you love yourself, as you begin to love you, you begin to teach others how to treat you. My grandmother said, we teach people how to treat us, but how we treat ourselves. People don't show up and treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. That's one of the most profound things I heard coming up and didn't even understand what that meant because I didn't know how to treat myself. I didn't know how to take care of me. I didn't know how to love me. So no wonder people were showing up, dibbling, dabbling, and doing what they were doing because I didn't even know how to love me. I didn't know how to take care of me. I didn't know how to show up for me. And if you was to take that advice of really showing up, knowing that the universe is ready for you, what would that look like? It would look like showing up even when you're scared of rejection. It would mean expressing the words, the sentiment, and the thoughts that love moves you to say. It would mean letting go of the outcome and just being present. It would mean being vulnerable rather than being perfect. That's how to create a loving, most magnetic relationship because love is always right there for us. Our job is to open up and let it in. Are you really ready to let love in? Are you really ready to remove the gates, the bars, and the locks that you have on your heart? You know, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let us go. I don't know how many of us saw Fences or even saw the play or the movie or even read, August Wilson. But he was ingenious in that play because the fence represented how his heart was closing. I can't think of his name right now. And the more you notice every time it got darker and darker in the movie, and he was building more of that fence, he was building a fence really around his heart. He was building a fence around his heart, his fears. Troy, that was his name. That's right, Troy. Troy was building that fence around his heart. It was symbolic he was closing his heart up because life had not allowed him to live his dream. And now his son wanted to live his dreams, and he was closing his son out and shutting his wife out. And the more pain he began to feel because he wasn't healing the pain, the more he built the fence around his heart. And that's what we do. We build that fence. And the very thing that we want to keep out is the very thing that will show up, because nothing can show up in a fear space but fear. Because when we build that, those locks, and put all that stuff on our heart, and then we wonder, how did that person get in when I had my heart all fenced in? Because the only thing can show up is fear. Because love doesn't need a fence, because nothing can show up in love space but love. So I want to leave you with this thought. How are you treating yourself today? You see, our truest demonstration is in our fruit. And you will know by the way your relationships treat you. Are you treating yourself well? Or you need some more work? So as you embark upon how you're treating yourself, remember the words of my grandmother. People don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. That's my message for today. That is my message for today. Are you honoring you and allowing yourself to be loved by the way you are treating yourself? All right, family, I'm going to open up the lines. Anybody who has anything they want to say, you can press 1 on Blog Talk Radio, or you can star 6 if you're on the teleconference line. I want to remind you again to send Brenton love. He lost his brother on Saturday. Z lost her auntie, and I want to remind you to continue to send our family members love, my husband and our family love. He lost his oldest brother, one of his favorite brothers, on Saturday. It's interesting because everything happened so fast. They brought him home for hospice care on Friday. Then Saturday he made his transition. He was diagnosed maybe about 4 or 5 weeks ago with lung cancer. And next thing we know, he took radiation. Then it came back and told two tumors in the brain and all kind of stuff. And before you know it, it was gone. And I just want us to really think about this as we move through our life. It's a lot of cancers seem to be showing up, and I want us to be more honorable and loving to our body temples. Be more grateful and be more thoughtful of how much water we're drinking and breathing, and what are we doing to our bodies today? And so as we move through asking ourselves about our relationship, how are we treating ourselves? Because remember, nobody shows up in our lives other than energetic invitation. Everybody comes in our relationship, any kind of relationship, is an energetic invitation. What are you inviting energetically into your space today? What are you inviting into your energetic space? All right, family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. I had a great time talking to you about this wonderful experience and journey of relationships. If you remember that today's journal question is, how am I loving me? How you loving family? Are you loving family? Because remember, people treat you the way you treat yourself. How are you treating yourself this morning? That's our journal question today. And take some time and really explore in your journal today. All right, family, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, family, oh, remember to dream your God-sized dream. Make them so big that only God can answer that dream right there. All right, family, remember, you have the power to heal and to transform your life. You are a divine idea in the divine mind of God, and the power to heal and to transform is where? It is inside of you. Family,
time to heal. How you loving, family? All right, family, this is Set Me Free Kim right here on The Love Journey. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and this is Kim. Can love set you free this morning, family?
Yeah.